الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله،
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome once again to our silsila, The Evils of Society. If you recall the last silsila, we had discussed a very important topic about the upbringing of children. So inshallah tabarakutala, today we are going to continue with this topic, because this topic, upbringing of children, is a vast topic. And inshallah azawajal, we have today few other points inshallah tabarakutala what we are going to discuss inshallah azawajal. But first of all, we'll have tilawat of Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah. My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, first and foremost, before we start the silsila, we will mention the beneficence of reciting durood salawat upon the beloved rasul alayhi salatu salam. Shaykh al-tariqat Amiri al-Sunnat mentions in his famous book Faizani Durood al-Salam, a booklet which he writes about the beneficence of durood pak upon Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions that if a person recites three times durood, three times durood pak in the day and three times durood pak in the night, subhanallah azza wa jal, Allah tabaraka ta'ala forgives that person's sins for that day and that night inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salam alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya rahmatullah
wa ala alika wa ashabika ya.
My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, if you recall from the last episode when we discussed about the upbringing of children, we mentioned some points about the first nourishment of the child is the mother's milk. We discuss also some Madani pools that Muslim children have to carry out the banner of bravery. So we discussed about khawf, the fear of the dunya and the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so we also discussed about dressing them excessively, etc., decorating them excessively. So inshallah today we're going to look at a different angle in this topic inshallah Azza wa Jal, about the upbringing of children inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. And today we have some very beautiful Madani pools. The first and foremost Madani pool that we have to start off this topic is the teach by example. Yes, viewers of Madani channel, the parents out there that are listening to this beautiful program about the evils of society, we have to teach by example. Why? Because children listen with their eyes. We have to teach by example because children listen with their eyes.
It's very important because children take the parents as role models. So, just to give an example, there was a person who was about to be executed. And they asked him, what is your last wish? He said, I would like to see my mother. When the mother was brought forward, he twisted the mother's ears. And people were shocked. Why did you do this? He says, the first time I stole and brought money home, my mother did not scold me. She approved of what I did. And then I got into crime and I started doing worse things. So to me, as he said, role model, they learn from the see from the eyes. For him, what he did was something that his mother approved. So he started getting more into crime. He said, eventually I got so involved in crime, now I'm in a stage where I'm going to be executed. Because my mother did not teach me. That means he took this as an approval. On the other side, you see the lifestyle of Hazrat Ghaus Azam radiallahu anhu. What example his mother said to him. When he was going at the age of 18 to go for higher education knowledge, she gave him 40 gold dinar and she told him as well that never, she saw it under his armpit and she told him, never ever speak lies. And you know the famous story, as he was on his way, the robbers came and held the caravan. And one robber approached Hudur Ghaus Azam radiallahu anhu and said, do you have anything? He said, yes, I have 40 gold dinar is sewn under my armpit. So he got shocked. And he said, there's it. He showed. He said, but why did you have to tell me this? And he said, listen, I took him to the leader of the robbers and said, look at this person. He had this money hidden and now he disclosed. He says, when I asked him, he said, yes, I have. He could have kept quiet. So the leader asked him, why did you not keep quiet? Because everybody wanted to hide. He said, my mother said, never ever speak lies. And I'm on my way to seek higher knowledge. And imagine if I disobey my mother and spoke lies. So therefore, I disclosed the truth. The leader of the robber started tearing. He said, you are obedient to your mother. Look at how much of favor our creator have done for us. And I am disobedient to my creator. And he made tawbah because of this action. And what happened? He became a better person. So what this tells you, the tarbiyah that Huzur Ghaus Azam got was influenced, one of them was by his mother. And the other hand, we got this person who was about to be executed. And he said, because his mother didn't say anything about him stealing, so he learned from his eyes that this is approval.
Teach by example, because children are
as they say
listening in, with their eyes.
As they say in English, action speaks louder than words.
Yes.
So, whatever the child is going to see, the child will absorb that. No matter how much you tell the child, do not smoke. But if you as a father smoke, especially in front of your children, then the words that you are speaking from your tongue will not penetrate them as much as the action that they are seeing with their eyes. And that is, you are smoking. So the smoking, if it were bad, then you wouldn't be doing it. A great alim deen once came from another country, from a foreign country, and he visited, and he was very fond of eating paan. And he tried many times to quit this habit of eating paan. And after some years, he came back to South Africa, and when he came back, he had stopped eating paan. And we asked him, you know, why did you stop, you know, what made you stop eating paan? He said, no, I tried many times to stop, but it was the words of child that actually made me stop. And that was one day I was making paan to eat myself. And my small son asked me, Abajan, please make for me one paan. And the father told the son, no, this is not good for you. So the son just asked him that if it's not good for me, then why are you having it?
Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar.
That penetrated him so much.
Direct into the heart.
Direct into the heart. That how observant our children are. Hmm. Our children are so observant that we try to tell them not to do something. But if we ourselves do not refrain from those things we are telling them not to do, then what lesson are we giving our children?
Mm-hmm. That was an innocent question.
And that was an innocent question. But the question itself had so much of wisdom behind it. Mm. Similarly, you get many people that instruct their children to read namaz, but they themselves observe with their own eyes, the children themselves, that the parents are not performing salah. So the children also become negligent towards salah. Similarly, the parent will tell the child, do not watch age-restricted movies. But the child knows that the parent is watching age-restricted movies, or generally watching movies.
Astaghfirullah.
So if the parent can do it, because like you said, a parent is a role model for the child. And if the child observes the parent doing something, the child is going to do the very same thing. But look at the mahal of Dawat Islami. That when children are born, the first words that they are taught is the word Allah, or the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. When you look at the families of Muballighin, you find that young children, very young children, they imitate their parents by performing salah. They want their own jai namaz so that they can also read salah next to their father or next to their mother. You find that instead of those children singing and dancing, singing music and dancing, they're reading Naati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Jhumi.
Allah Akbar.
So what the child sees, that is what the child will do.
Subhanallah.
If the parent is reading Naati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, watching Madani channel, then the child will watch Madani channel and read Naati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You'll hear in many homes of Muballighin that the children know most of the slogans of that are aired on Madani channel. Ghibat ke khilaf. Many, many other slogans, Shaitan ke khilaf jang, Rukh pe dari. Even you get some young, innocent female children saying Rukh pe dari saji rahegi. So, but alhamdulillah, at least because they are watching good, so they will act it out.
So viewers of Madani channel, look at this first point we are discussing. That lead by example, because children are basically listening with their eyes. Can you imagine viewers of Madani channel, children are listening with their eyes. As Mubarak has mentioned, that action speaks louder than words. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if the father is setting a beautiful example at home for the boys, and the mother is setting a beautiful example for the girls, for when the Muazzin says, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Abu Jan is heading towards the masjid to perform his namaz, Ba'd jamaatu takbiri ula, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, whole team, all the children, heading towards the masjid together. What a beautiful example. If the parents, subhanallah azza wa jal, is eating, walking, talking, drinking, sleeping, everything according to sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah azza wa jal, children are basically listening with their eyes. And whatever they see, they're going to practice. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, that was one of the very beautiful points we discussed. Inshallah, now we go to the next point which we want to discuss, which is also affecting many homes. Children are very possessive. Children are very possessive. Whatever they get into their hands, or whatever they get into their, whatever they own, or whatever they give to them, they become possessive over those things. So possessive that sometimes we even start to label children as stingy. So we have to give children tarbiyat about the possessive nature, what dangers possessive nature has towards a child. So now inshallah, tabarakatuh, we discuss about possessiveness of a child. Inshallah, we go forward with this topic, okay. Inshallah. So,
this is something that's common. Because as we said, children learn by example. Now, if you have parents who are only interested in accumulating materialistic wealth, that means the main concern is they must have lots of wealth. They don't like to help other people. So the child learns about that. Whatever we have, it must be ours. So in fact, by example, we make children become like us. Because very few people want to spend. You find that parents will spend only on the children. And the children can see how they are spending extravagantly on them. But when someone comes to ask money for masjid or anything, for dini work, and they know the father can spend a lot of money on them, give them 200-300 rand without any question. But when a person comes for a donation, they'll take out 5 rand. So that to teach the child that, now this is, money is important. That means this we have to keep for ourselves. Whatever we have to give. And sometimes they may even tell the person, sorry, we don't have anything here. It's lying as well. So what he tells, now this is, the father or the mother is giving a role model. Because you find it very common, even in our homes. Our fridge may be full of food. If somebody comes to ask for food, the mother looks for what's very stale that we're not going to eat, we're about to throw. We'll take that and give. So what are we teaching the child? That means we mustn't give, we must keep. So that becomes part of the nature.
Maybe we're basically getting the point from possessiveness, we want to get to the point of generosity. There are some examples of generosity. So we should give viewers of Madani channel that what we want to instill to a child, what type of example we want to instill in the child of generosity. So we can get something that when we know our kids have possessed something, they must be able to become generous like our Aqa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, like some examples of our pious ancestors. This is real generosity. So maybe we can give something to Madani channel viewers about generosity.
When it comes to generosity, then there was nobody that was more generous than our beloved Rasul.
Subhanallah.
And one day, a non-Muslim challenged the Muslims openly and said that you Muslims say that your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most generous and kind. If you can prove to me that your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more generous than Hatim Tai, then I will accept Islam. So the challenge was put out. Ghazali Zama Raziya Dora Sayyid Ahmad Sayyid Kazmi Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali gave the answer to this question.
Subhanallah.
The summary of it is, because this person explained that Hatim Tai had a building with several many doors, and beggars used to come from each door, and Hatim Tai would never refuse a beggar, he would give him. And one day a beggar came from the first door, Hatim Tai gave him. Then the same beggar came from the second door. Hatim Tai recognized him as the same beggar. He didn't question him, he gave him
again.
He came to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, he came back to the first door again. So this non-Muslim put a challenge to the Muslims that if you can prove that your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more generous than Hatim Tai, then I will accept Islam.
Allahu Akbar.
Ghazali Azama Raziya Dora, he stood up and he said that what you have proved as the generosity of Hatim Tai is in fact the stinginess of Hatim Tai.
Allahu Akbar.
Is proof of the stinginess of Hatim Tai. Why is that? He said that beggar came through the first door. Hatim Tai gave him so little that he still had the need to come to the second door. He gave him again so little that he had to come to the third door and the fourth door, and he had to come back again to the first door. He went on, and Hatim Tai never satisfied his needs and desires. But look at our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave so much that the begging bowl was overflowing. There was nothing else that the Sahaba Ikram could ask for.
Allah.
Ghazali Azama gives the hadith Mubarak of Hazrat Rabiya bin Ka'b, that Rabiya bin Ka'b used to pour water for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu used to make wudu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Rabiya radiallahu ta'ala, Sal ya Rabiya.
Allahu Akbar.
Ask, O Rabiya. What it means? Ask whatever you want to ask. Hazrat Rabiya bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala was such a smart beggar. He knew who he is asking from.
Subhanallah.
That the person who is asking from has the ability to give.
Yes.
Whatever I ask for. So he did not ask for something small. When you go to an ordinary person's house, you ask for 10 rand, 5 rand. But when you go to the door of the king, then you ask according to the status of the king.
Subhanallah.
So Hazrat Rabiya bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala didn't ask anything of this dunya. Hazrat Rabiya bin Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as I am at your service in this dunya, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me be at your service in Jannah like this.
Subhanallah.
So not only did he ask for Jannah,
yes,
but he asked for the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Very intelligent beggar.
Very intelligent. This is what you call a smart beggar.
And very generous, our beloved Rasulullah said, most generous.
Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, is there anything else?
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
That has been granted. Is there anything else that you want, Ya Rabiya? Now Hazrat Rabiya radiallahu ta'ala says, Ya Rasulullah, that is enough for me. This is enough for me. So this Hazrat Ghazali Azama Raziya Dora, through this hadith Mubarakah, proved the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when Rasulullah gave, he gave once and he gave so much that there was no need for the beggar to ask a second time.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel, generosity of our most beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, no example compared can be compared to our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and his generosity. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have to teach our children, because children are possessive. They have a possessive nature. Learn some beautiful examples from the life of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Distribute. How to teach them? You lead by example. Teach them not to be possessive, to distribute. Distribute wealth. Distribute clothing. Distribute food. Distribute food. These are the things, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, if we teach them as an example in the young age, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, when they grow up, as they are growing up, they are going to be generous, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
And a beautiful incident comes to mind regarding generosity of a child, and looking at the mahal within the home, that there was an Islamic brother who served on the majlis khuddamul masajid. Khuddamul masajid is that majlis, that department of Dawat-e-Islami which looks after the construction of masajid, as well as the maintenance, imams and muazzin salaries, etc. And within South Africa, there were constructions of quite a few masajid that were taking place. And this Muballigh states that he was having supper with his family. And whilst having supper, his 4 or 5 year old son, he told the father, that Abbajan, where is my wallet? The father said, what are you talking about? Why do you need your wallet? He said, no. Please find my wallet for me. Because I want you to take 100 rands from there and give it wherever there is a construction of a masjid. So the father tells the son that better don't worry. Obviously at that point in time, the father was also emotional that the 4 or 5 year old son wants to give his money, his personal money, for the construction of a masjid. So the father said, okay, better don't worry. You keep your money in your wallet. I will take 100 rands and I will give it on your behalf. The son said, no. I want you to use my money.
Allah.
And he also further says, I don't want anything in return for it. He tells his father, I don't want anything in return for it. This is that environment where, probably in that very home, many discussions about the construction of masjids were taking place. That the parent was involved in Madani Kaam, Madani Mashwaras were taking place. Discussion amongst the family was taking place regarding the construction of masjid. So this child got the jazba that from his own money that he probably got, you know, from ED or spending money as we give our children, he took out from his savings and he wanted to give it for the construction of a masjid within the area.
Allahu Akbar.
So if viewers of Madani Channel, if you want your children to be generous, then involve yourself in the work of Dawat-e-Islami. You will find that somehow this Madani environment will be created within your home, and those qualities you want to see in your children, because of this Madani environment, you will see them. The quality, as you discussed, of generosity, inshallah azza wa jal, it will be created if that environment is in the home.
Brother Amin bhai, we are going to go to the next point. The next point is about friends. You know, friends have a great effect. They say good friends, good result; bad friends, bad result. So we have to keep our children away from bad friends and try to keep them in good company. Can you elaborate a little bit on about good friends? What should the parents out there, the viewers of Madani Channel, they are watching us, what type of environment we should create for children, where they should be, where they should not be, in order for us to have a great effect, a beautiful effect, for the children to come up with a beautiful character?
See, very important at the beginning when the child grows up, the parents must make the child respect and trust the parent. That means there must be a bond developed. And as we've discussed in the previous episode, that the father has to show genuine concern for the child's need, not to be preoccupied with earning wealth and pushing the child away. When the child wants attention, you give the child attention. So in the beginning, when you build this bond, the first friend of the child should be the parents. But these days, and this is a sign of Qiyamah, you find that in our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, one of the signs of Qiyamah is that people will show more respect to the friends than the parents. Now this is due to many reasons. One is where the father is not concerned about the child's well-being, only worry about his financial needs. And then what happens, the children start, obviously, because they have to communicate, they can't have that avenue at home, they start communicating with the friends. And if the friends are far away from the mahol of Islam, so they will encourage them to do wrong things like drinking and taking drugs, music, etc. And this is happening. So, as a friends are very important, if the friend is involved in any institution where they are inclined Islamically, like if the friends are involved in Dawud Islami, how would they get involved in Dawud Islami? If the parents themselves are involved, if the parents are going for weekly istima, take the children for weekly istima, if the parents are taking the children to the masjid, and what you find common these days is, the father may go for namaz, but leave his child at home. So what happens is, the child is not drawn to these kind of environments where they can meet other children who are reading salah, other children who are coming for ijtima. So, but then what happens? They are separate from these kind of organizations or these kind of activities. As a result, they start getting bad friends.
Like our parents are in their own world at the moment. Yeah. Parents are in one world and children are in another world. Some parents are in such a world that they are busy enjoying with their life. As long as the kids have a friend, and they keep themselves occupied over the weekends, they do something with the friends, they keep themselves busy with playing soccer or getting involved in something. So parents are happy with this. Yeah. But they don't know where the children are heading for.
No, and another very common thing we see in our type of society, what the parents love, and a lot of activities is not dini activities. Like you mentioned, football, cricket. So all the leisure time, because our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a very beautiful hadith, take care of five before other five overtakes you. And one of the hadiths is, take care of your leisure time. That means use it usefully
before you
get occupied. So what happened in leisure time? You find parents when they come home, they say, we're tired. Most importantly is watching movies, etc., etc. And the child sees this as well. You don't see the father taking the Quran and trying to improve his reading or discuss something. Or putting Madni channel for instance.
But we're looking at the moment views of Madni channel. We heard some of the negative points about the company, the children's company, bad company, bad behavior. If the parents are not doing good, the child does not do good. If the parent does not read namaz, the child does not read namaz. If the mother is not performing a salah, the daughter is not performing a salah. But good news, yes. There's good news out there for viewers of Madni channel. Subhanallah, good news for Ashikan and Rasul, the lovers of Allah and His beloved Rasul. There are many millions of them out there. They're in Madni Mahal of Dawud Islami, or if they're not attached to Dawud Islami, but they have good characters, they have a good lifestyle, which is according to the Quran and the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. So there is a lot of positiveness out there. People are trying their best. Alhamdulillah, in Dawud Islami, in our example, we send our children to Madrasatul Madina. We send our children to Darul Madina. We send our children to Jamiatul Madina. And subhanallah, from Darul Madina, they start off from a small age. And subhanallah, they grow themselves up into the Madani Mahal of Dawud Islami. And if a child starts in Madrasatul Madina, also he starts from a small age and he comes up in subhanallah, as he grows up, subhanallah, he comes out a beautiful blooming green flower. And subhanallah, then if they're going to Jamiatul Madina, Allahu Akbar, he comes out as maybe Mufti of Dawud Islami, inshallah. So these are some positive things. So parents out there who their children are engrossed in dini activities, congratulations to you. You are doing well. Keep up your good work. Viewers of Madani channel, you also keep up your good work. Inshallah, tabarakatuh, we are hopeful that inshallah, very soon inshallah, the whole world, the Muslim world inshallah, will follow our examples inshallah. Our examples meaning the examples of the pious out there and the examples of Dawud Islam inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, you mentioned a very important Madani pool. And that is that parents have their children in their hands for a limited time. After a little while, after the child grows up to a certain age, then the parent doesn't have that much of influence over the child as much as, let's say, for example, the teacher has. And then after a certain age, the teacher doesn't even have that much of influence as much as the company the child keeps has. So when you have your child in your hand, That is the time to give him the good tarbiyat, good training. And the institutions that we send our children to are also very important. Because these days, we may train our children to a certain degree at home. But when the child comes back from school, the child will then tell you, at a certain age, the child will tell you that, no, Abbajan, Amijan, you are not correct. My teacher said this. Now you realize that the child is no longer in your hands. The child is now in the teacher's hands. Now you got the kafir teacher, the non-Muslim teacher, who is instilling their values into your child. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat-e-Islami has seen this need within society. And Alhamdulillah, Thumma Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami from Montessori level, from pre-primary level, Dawat-e-Islami has found the solution. Darul Madina, which is an Islamic schooling system. So that when the child is no longer in the parents' control that much, and the child goes to school, then the teacher who is there is also in the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. The teacher is also instilling Islamic values in the child. The environment that the child is in at school, all the students are wearing Madani Huliya.
Allah.
The young Madani Munnis, they are wearing Madani Burqa. So the environment is also created. So number one is the parent makes their effort and then gives their child into those hands where you know the value system that will be taught to your child is the same value system that you have at home.
Okay, another very important point. You find this is very common. In one area I went to do Madani work and a father came to me and his child is the Hafiz al-Quran. Very worried. And in fact, he was scared to approach me. Then he approached me. And he said his son does not talk to him. And they only got one child. The son, he's the Hafiz al-Quran. He said, doesn't talk to me and doesn't talk to his mother. So you see, first, they made him a Hafiz al-Quran. They make the child an alim. But they don't care about getting involved afterwards. Baba Jan has mentioned this as well. Many people, they want in their life, to make the child a Hafiz al-Quran or an alim so that people say, yeah, Mulana ka baap hai. So they feel honored. But they don't worry about giving the child tarbiyat. They don't care who the child is mixing with. As long as this is Hafiz Sahab's son, father. So what you want to attain yourself, you can't. You impose it on your child, but you don't have time to interact with them. Because what Amir Sunnah said, and month of Ramadan is coming now, how many children are Hafiz al-Quran, but they forgot the Quran? So what they'll do, they'll learn a little bit just to show Taraweeh. And then the father get happy. My son is Hafiz Sahab. Now here, this father was saying, his son got involved after becoming Hafiz with the wrong company. And then they wanted me to talk to the child. And he was involved in a gang. And first he refused to come. So eventually I spoke to him. And I asked him. I said, what happened? Do you know that whatever you do, if your parents are unhappy, you'll be punished by Allah in the dunya and in the akhirah. So do you know that? So you'll never be progressive and Allah will punish you here. And there's another story about a person, he used to actually hit his mother. He hit his mother so badly that his mother ended up in hospital. Again, not worrying about tarbiyat, he got married to a non-Muslim and living their kind of life. There was an argument between his wife and his mother. He took his wife's part and hit his mother. What happened to him? How Allah Ta'ala punished him? Today he is crippled. Young person, he can't walk, he's bedridden. See how Allah Ta'ala punished him.
My dear Islamic brother and the viewers of Madani channel, SubhanAllah, today we heard so many different aspects about the upbringing of children. We heard about generosity of our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. We heard about character, examples that we have to set. So we've basically given you the problems and we've given you the solutions as well. SubhanAllah, you set up the example because you are the solution to the problem. And SubhanAllah, Dawud Islam gives you many solutions in the forms of Darul Madina, in the forms of Madrasatul Madina, in the forms of Jamiatul Madina, in the forms of traveling in Madani Kafila, etc., etc., etc. So you keep yourself connected to this beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawud Islami. Keep watching Madani channel, inshallah, tabarakutala. Inshallah, we are hopeful that inshallah, tabarakutala, with the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, that very soon, inshallah, this beautiful Madani revolution of the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam will take place throughout the entire dunya, inshallah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat islami teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijahin amin, ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad.